graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
This program is rated adults only. It contains language that may offend some people.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now here are Harry Mays and Jason Martinez.
Pull your head out of your ass!
Yeah, it's time for Riled Up. Riled Up. Start the final hour of this show, and we'll lead you right into Shander and Mosher today.
Day two of the occupation.
Tyrone and Natalie, too.
Yeah.
Did they even get a word in edgewise with Shander?
I was listening a good bit yesterday.
A little shoehorn out to get
He's
a word
very
in.
Very entertained.
Yeah?
Yes.
That a guy. Yeah. Here's the Riled Up number, 610-771-9751. You leave messages on the Riled Up line. Andrew goes through them. He finds the best of the best. They make it to the show. And you can do live Riled Up calls at 610-632-0975. Good Riled Up calls, live, score tickets to FanFest.
Right. And I've heard that the OK guy listened to some instruction from yesterday.
So the OK guy is coachable?
We'll see.
Is that what you're telling me?
Let's not get carried away.
You put in a request for him.
Yeah.
OK.
Yesterday I threw out sort of a request, and I guess he's...
Now, when I'm out in public...
Fulfilling it.
And if somebody knows who I used to get the no one cares about hockey Jason drop from you all.
Well, it's off season now, so you're not going to get that.
What I get now more than anything from everybody is, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
My wife is like, what is that?
Yeah.
People come up to me at the pool going, okay. Yeah. I'll go, too long to explain.
See, nobody yells anything at me.
No, they don't?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with this today.
I just go through life.
Get out!
People don't
Get
even
out!
Notice I'm there.
Oh, perfect. You got the blissful existence of that everybody should admire. 610-771-9751. That's the Riled Up number. Let's go. Let's see what we got today.
You know what's got me riled up? The four callers that call this station and want to talk about the World Cup. Guess what? No one gives a f*** about soccer. Soccer sucks. Stop calling. We want to talk about the Sixers, Eagles, and f***ing on Gabe Kapler. That's about it.
Oh.
I don't agree with that. I don't think soccer sucks.
No, I don't think so either. I think the World Cup is pretty awesome. It'd be better if the United States was in it.
It'd be a lot better. It'd be a lot more intriguing. Better.
Sure.
I like watching the sport, though. You and I are going down to the Union game in a couple weeks.
Right.
To see him take on Atlanta.
Yeah, Portugal won today, 1-0 over Morocco. And
not Portugal the man.
No. Uruguay beat Saudi Arabia 1-0.
Okay.
So
Spain
and Iran.
And when you get into these more important matches on the back end of the World Cup, it'll be really intriguing.
Yeah, it will be good.
And Ronaldo is off to a great start. He's got four goals in the first two games.
Yeah.
Scored again today on a header, I believe, in the box.
Oh, is that right?
That's what I'm told. I did not see the play, but I'm told that's what happened from reports.
I'm going to tell you what's got me riled up. That our manager is delusional. He keeps thinking and telling me that this bullpen is going to come around. But the thing is, the bullpen's terrible. Tommy Hunter is just as bad as freaking Adam Morgan. Where'd they find these guys?
I think he just physically is presenting beautifully right now.
Yeah, Hunter's been around a while, and he has stunk.
Yeah. Well, the manager has to say one thing.
Yeah.
And you don't go in the media and say, yeah, our bullpen sucks right now.
No, he's not going to say that.
They're presenting horribly.
But I heard Andrew tell me that the general manager is espousing all these great stats from Hunter.
At the end of his cut, he spoke to reporters in the dugout before the game yesterday. Yeah. Yes. And he started talking about how some of the guys in the bullpen are pitching well. And he goes, and even Tommy Hunter, he's having one of the best years of his career. And I looked at his numbers.
It's not so.
It's one of the worst years of his career.
Yeah. It's just factually wrong.
That's not just GM speak. You're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Keith Pompey held out on us.
What? Did he break something here?
3 minutes ago and 8 minutes ago, he tweeted out the two things, the following. Keith Pompey, at Pompey on Sixers, 8 minutes ago. Sixers coach Brett Brown visited Markelle Fultz in L.A. on Monday. Followed that up with this. Brown checked in on Fultz, who was working out in L.A. This isn't the first time Brown or other Sixers staff have checked in on players and viewed their workouts during the summer. You just said.
Well, we knew that.
No, we didn't know that Brett Brown was out there.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Oh, yeah. That's common knowledge.
I thought Brett Brown would be back here by now.
No, he was out in L.A. checking in on him.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that happened right before the draft.
I think it's interesting, though, that it happens before the draft because...
You have to assess.
Yes.
Yes. That's what we're talking. That's why I asked Keith that question.
I mean, think if they take Lonnie Walker or somebody, a guard at 10.
Yeah.
Does that give you an indication as to what they think Fultz is? Because it does to me.
And you couple that with the report that came out that most people in the organization, in the franchise, were more interested in Tatum than they were Fultz, except for the guy pulling the string, which was Brian Colangelo, who's no longer here.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's a little bit of a mess. Live calls at 610-632-0975. Good live calls. Score tickets to Fan Fest. Let's see if Alfie can score some tickets. What's going on, Alfie?
Okay. So one, I'm going to start off with think through your trades, people. Okay? Last caller didn't think through his trade one bit. My second thing, it's a lot more personal, and I'll tread the line. The woman, she wants a kid. She really wants a kid, another one. I don't want another kid. So I established the Harry Mays changing the ending. Now she's being spiteful. Since I changed the ending, she doesn't help with the cleanup. Let's get it together. Help me out. Let's do a better job.
Change the ending, Alfie.
Don't have me.
You end up with egg on your face.
Yeah, this is Jason Martinez with another Top 5 Tuesday. If you disagree with my Top 5, that's on you. Because my opinion is the only opinion that matters on this station. And no one can talk bad on hockey. Hockey is the greatest sport ever. Can't wait for Claude Giroux's wedding.
Man.
I mean, I make a top five Tuesday list, and I tell you all the time the same thing over and over again. I make the list as a stream of consciousness thing. I don't put a tremendous amount of thought into it. It's just it's what comes out, and they are to be debated. I don't care if you agree. I just make the list, and then we discuss it. Do I ever have a problem with somebody disagreeing with the top five list?
Well, sometimes.
Well, I get a problem
when you get a little territorial.
Well, if I add a certain sport into it, then you start getting your big pot stirrer out and screwing with me.
Right. My tailor-made pot stirrer.
Yeah, the bubble burner pot stirrer.
Bubble burner.
The old school, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. That was a terrible impression to me, by the way.
Yeah.
Gotta do a better
job. That wasn't that good.
The hockey honk that you are. You have a top five in the Rainbow Bee jersey, and at the end you bring up the Phoenix Coyotes. Come on, Jason, we're sick of it. Don't jump off a bridge. Damn your hockey stick and nonsense. Okay.
Well, now that it was one of the ugliest jerseys ever in the existence of jerseys.
What, the Phoenix Coyotes?
Yeah. I have one.
It was.
Yeah.
Still is, isn't it? Or did they change them?
They're a little bit better, but they had like the Aztec collar on them.
Yeah.
They were really bad.
They shouldn't have a team.
Some of the ugliest jerseys in the sports are in that sport.
No, they are.
The old Vancouver ones are hideous.
They're atrocious.
But nothing compares to the old Houston Astros jerseys or the Tampa Bay Buccaneer jerseys in the 80s.
Oh, I like uniform, that. The creamsicle orange?
Oh, yeah.
Sucked. That was great.
You like that uni.
Oh, yeah. Classic. Now, I thought you said he was... He listened to me.
Yeah, so first I had to play the typical okay guy ripping Jason. I had to. It's a staple. But he did do... You guys requested the Thunderstruck yesterday.
From AC/DC.
But he doesn't know the words.
He doesn't have Google on his flip phone, Harry.
Take a quick listen, all right?
All right.
Thunderstruck,
oh my god.
That's
it?
That's terrible. It was so bad.
Come on, okay.
He's gotta just go thunder, okay?
He's gotta look up the words.
Yeah, well, he can't on a flip phone.
Wow.
This guy, he cannot use his smartphone, Harry.
Thunderstruck.
He sounds like the old guy that used to sell the cards at late night television on the Home Shopping Channel. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They scream, hey, that McGuire rookie card.
Yeah.
You know, those guys, yeah, right. The hard sell guys.
Yeah.
That's what he sounds like, doesn't he?
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. That's awful.
I'm with you, Jason. I can't get over the fact that Harry's got a nice, warm breakfast sandwich wrapped up in aluminum foil waiting for him with a fork next to it. I mean, damn peanut butter and jelly that I have to make myself. First episode, Harry, of your podcast, How to Train Your Wife Be the Lima. Mm-hmm.
You need to put out a tell-all book, Harry.
I do.
An instructional manual?
Yeah, it's coming. I need another 100K out of her, though, a year.
Yeah, you said this the other day. You said you told her.
Yeah, I told her. I said, I could use another 100K out of you.
Well, you were on the golf course,
then,
right?
Then I could just commit to this full time.
Yeah, meaning golf.
Right. And then I said, I'm laying in bed the other morning, about a week or so ago. And this is about 7:15. She's getting ready to leave. It's a weekday.
Mm-hmm.
And she throws all this, like, what looked like to be laundry onto the bed.
Yeah.
Now, I make the bed. Okay?
Because you're the last to get out of it.
Yes, because I'm the last to get out of it. And I do a very good job with it. I like the way I do it.
Yeah.
It looks like a hotel bed when I'm done with it.
Is that right?
Yes. So she lays all this stuff on the clothing on the bed. And I'm like, what is that? And she goes, because I'm thinking it's from the dryer.
Yeah.
Right? She says, that's the dry cleaning. I'm taking it with me today. I said, oh, because if it was from the dryer, if you got the extra 100K, I could be here this morning to fold it.
So you're trying to incentivize
yes.
her?
Yes. Yeah. Because I'd be like the house husband, you know? Yeah. I'd do a little of maid work.
Yeah.
You know, around
very
the house.
Very little.
Very little. Work. I do now.
Get a little feather duster
yeah,
out.
But I would do more.
Yeah.
You know, and I could do more.
Yeah. There's nothing like in the fall and winter, though. When you get clothes fresh out of the dryer,
yeah, and they're a little warm,
and they're still hot,
yeah.
You put like because in the wintertime you'll wear like pajama bottoms that are long pants. That's yeah. what I wear.
Okay, I do not wear those.
Okay, yeah. But when you get them out of the dryer and they're freshly clean and they're hot, it is great.
And they're hot.
When I get my laundry out of the dryer and pick the dryer sheets off. I like it hot. We'll rock your calls. Coming up in 48 minutes.
All right. That's enough. Not bad.
The most incompetent, insane decision the Sixers have made in the last 10 years is not bringing back Molly Sullivan. She was so good at her job! Okay!
There's a lot of people up in arms over this.
Yeah, there's a petition apparently to
is
try to get
really?
Her job back.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, I hope people react in a similar way.
When I get clipped?
When I get clipped.
You'll never get clipped.
No, I mean, you know, maybe if no longer on the Temple sidelines or what, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's yeah. a similar gig.
Yeah.
Now, look, I get she's been there a while and she's an extremely nice woman and she did a nice job. But this is getting a little carried away. Like, whenever a city changes a core announcer, a local, people get up in arms. Because people locally hate change.
They hate it. Yeah.
They really do. Like, if you were to try to change Harry Callis out.
Right.
Or Merrill Reese.
Oh, yeah.
People would go bananas.
Now, what are they going to do? Like, who's going to be this? Are they going to eliminate the position? Or do they have somebody else?
I don't think you can eliminate it. Because there's money tied to it.
No, the sideline position.
I know. There's money. Hey, let's get into Molly Sullivan with an encore thing brought to you by blah, 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 blah.
Well, they could work that sponsor into the broadcast easily.
They could.
If that's the
but
case.
But you can't lessen coverage anymore, can you?
I don't know.
I mean, ESPN's made an art form out of it.
In this day and age, ESPN does it every 2 days.
Well, they just have some interns start writing their NHL stuff.
Hmm.
They still spit it out.
The NHL stuff.
Let's go to Graf on the live line. What's up, Graf?
Guys, I'm all riled up because it seems as though some gay Kapler apologists have forgotten how incredible the 48 save season was for Brad Lidge and the bridge to Lidge train between Ryan Matson and him. This is the reason why roles are important. That man stopped seeing batters. He just was throwing strikes. And it was one of the greatest seasons of any closer ever. And this team has an identity crisis that aligns itself with the identity crisis of the manager who spits his ice cream into a cup.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah.
No, Graf's going to Fan Fest for that.
Spitting the ice cream in just to get the flavor is a bizarre thing, man.
That's ridiculous.
It's really weird.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I get the like the revolutionary idea of being able to eat your ice cream but not consume the calorie.
Yeah.
But dude, it's a little
pretty
weird.
Gross too.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Gross. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Come on, Gabe's got to just take the ice cream and work out a little harder at the gym or something, all right?
Yeah.
What's next?
I deliver to an energy company in Pennsylvania. It says clearly on it, do not park in the loading dock. And all these lazy ass Pennsylvania Energy Company employees park in the loading dock so I can't pull my mother truck in the dock. Don't park in the mother dock, man.
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, a guy's got a truck. You know, he's got to get to the dock.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't have a choice.
Yeah. What do you want him to do? Unload in the parking lot and have to wheel truck it or forklift it in there?
Yes.
Jesus.
I love this world, man, because people are just always pissed off.
No, but the other people are entitled. So they're just like, I'm going to just park here.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point, which pisses other people off.
What's got me riled up is this conspiracy theory, what's going on in the Wissahickon Trail. I walk my dog every day. I pick up 15 pieces of glass every day. I literally am on the trail every day. And every day there's more glass in the same part of the trail. I don't know who got ran over by a freaking mountain biker, who got jogged over by a jogger, or got looked at by a dog run, but stop putting glass in the freaking trail. My dog, I do not need no more broken balls.
So he's putting glass on a dog, on a walking trail, and the dog is stepping on the glass?
Yeah.
Broken glass.
Yeah.
Well, he's not, but somebody's doing it.
Right. No, I'm not saying he's doing it, but his dog, he takes his dog there.
Yeah. I mean, and now his dog's got to deal with all that.
Who does this stuff?
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is such an entitled world. You're
same
right.
Same person that bombs the fourth floor stall and leaves it like that.
Yep. You're exactly right. I think we found the culprit. Now if we can just finger who that person is, we'll be good to go.
Exactly.
Let's check in with Mike on a live call here. Let's go. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking it. I got a question. Now, the answer could be as simple as you guys don't want it. But the Mike Messinelli show being on TV is phenomenal. I love the expressions. I actually feel like, you know, we're even more part of the show. Why don't they do that for you guys and the morning show? I'd love to see a meat locker on TV. You know, when that guy calls up and starts talking, why don't you rip hockey, Jason? Dude, when you start sweating and fuming, we want to see that stuff. That's good stuff.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, we'll put in the request.
Oh, yeah?
I would prefer to do the show without being seen.
Me too.
Personally.
Yeah, me too. I didn't get into this gig to be seen.
No. Yeah. I think it takes away a little bit of the mystique of it. See, my opinion is this, and he said he likes watching the Mikey Miss show on NBC Sports Philadelphia from 2 to 5 every day. But to me, watching radio is boring. But we do this for a living. So, you know, sometimes like people come out to a remote broadcast and they watch us do the show. And I often wonder, like, is it exciting to see radio guys do a show on site? You know what I mean? But some people are voyeurs.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the world we live in.
I've watched some of those national guys do their shows every now and then. If nothing else is on, I'll just flip.
Yeah, but you're doing it to listen to it, not to watch it.
Yeah, no, actually, I like watching, like, if I'm off, I might flip on Cowherd for a few minutes because I get a kick out of the fact that they sort of put him up on, like, a throne.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where he, you know. And
to prop that ego up even more.
Exactly. You know, he's, like, staring down at his guest who's sitting on a couch, like, 4 feet below him.
Yeah.
And then Jim Rome, they've got almost in, like, a throne.
Yeah.
You know, I get a kick out of that.
Yeah,
John.
You know what we get?
We get nothing.
We get a step down.
We get broken chairs.
Yeah. And headphones, apparently. One more. Let's check one more.
All right, boys. We're out here in one of the most tragic areas known to mankind. And, of course, we are in search of the hockey ratings. And we are in Chernobyl today. That's right.
Just my ass.
Out here in Chernobyl. And the radiation is just so bad and so contaminated out That's here ridiculous. In this area. We do believe that Jason Mert himself was indeed in search of the ratings out here. Has the hair loss and some other problems that he has. Now, we were able to locate the remains of an old OK man. That's right, an old OK man. Sir, are you okay down there still?
Okay,
all right.
Jeez. All right, the bit's kind of run its course.
He's doing this. No.
He's in Chernobyl.
I love it. Just keep going around the globe.
Andrew, do you know what Chernobyl is?
Yeah. Do you know what Chernobyl is?
Yeah, it was they had the...
Oh, boy.
The explosion.
The thing.
They had the explosion.
The explosion. What exploded?
Wasn't really an explosion.
What happened?
I can't think of the damn word.
You mean a reactor leak?
Reactor leak, yes.
There you go. I knew it.
I know Chernobyl.
Yes.
You know why?
Could you spell Chernobyl?
Call of Duty 4.
Oh, okay.
Yes, people will know all what I'm talking about. So that's why I know what it is.
You had that on the old Xbox.
Yes, so playing video games educated me.
Edumacates.
Yes.
You. Yeah.
Let me see if you can spell it. Can you spell Chernobyl?
C-H. Hold on, let me write this down. C-H-E-R. N-O-B-Y-L.
No. He got it.
Did he?
He got it, yeah. The damn B-Y-L right. is the tough part.
Oh, he got the Y?
Yeah.
Okay. B-Y-L, yeah, he got it.
Oh, man, made it to the third round, the third grade spelling.
The only reason he knew it is from a stupid video game.
Wow.